Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. It's been a few weeks since my last episode. I know. I had a goal to be consistent throughout the whole year and publish an episode each week, but somehow I didn't. As a father of two girls and my running, not much time was left to record an episode. So I decided to take some time off. But here I am again, the week of my next marathon. So today I want to talk about my marathon training and my goals for the race. But before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. The first plan this year was to run Graz Marathon. But a few months ago, I changed Graz for Ljubljana. Ljubljana was more of a backup plan, but then it fitted better into my life schedule. So on Sunday, I will be standing on the start line of my second marathon this year, my sixth marathon overall. I ran Ljubljana before, so I know the course and what waits for me during the 42 kilometers. It's not the flattest one, with some inclines and some running over cobblestones. But hey, it's the same for everyone running it. My marathon-specific training block started in August. All in all, it was a solid training block, though I had some minor setbacks. Because of the warm weather in Central Europe, I had to cut two long runs short just while building up to the 30k mark. And therefore, I did one 30k long run workout less than planned. But then again, it is what it is. Still better, I did so as the opposite, trying to push through a long run with temperatures over 30 degrees. As much as I like summer and warm temperatures, it's not the perfect combination when it comes to running. Through my tempo runs and interval sessions, I worked harder than usual. Or maybe the more accurate description would be my heart rate was higher than I was used from my last marathon training block. However, I got the runs done, but struggled a bit with paces. So a few weeks ago, I adjusted my expectations for Ljubljana. Now, looking back, it was, as I said, a solid training block, and I'm ready for the race. As ready as I can be. My takeaway from this training block is to rely less on data from my Garmin device and run more by feel. Decided to do so the same on race day, and I will run the marathon more by feel than on data. Now, this was my third consecutive marathon training block, after Berlin in September 2022 and Prague in May 2023. In between those training blocks, I took some time off to recover from the races and did some aerobic base training. But more or less, it was all marathon-focused training. And as much as I enjoy marathon training and races, I need to admit that in the last 2 weeks I had a few days where I mentally struggled a little bit. I had to push myself to get out the door and running. Well, as soon as the first kilometer went by, I was a happy runner again. But it took some mental energy to get out the door. With this in mind, I already made some decisions for next year. But that is a topic for one of my future episodes. Now, what are my goals for Ljubljana Marathon? So far, I ran 5 marathons. This will be number 6. And so far, each one I ran was a new personal best. In my last marathon that I ran in Prague, my finish time was 3 hours, 15 minutes and 9 seconds. And the last time I ran Ljubljana Marathon, I finished in 3 hours, 29 minutes and something. With that in mind, I took the last few days to set my goals for Sunday. My A goal is to get to the finish line with a smile on my face. So the most important thing on Sunday will be to enjoy the race from start to finish. I decided to run the race rather by feel than by pace. Probably I will even look more on my heart rate than on my pace during the race, just to make sure I'm not gonna go out too fast. Now, when it comes to times, I have a few goals I set to myself. Well, I will adjust my running to the conditions that will be on race day, but if all will go well, I think I should be able to run a new course personal best. Somewhere around 3 hours and 25 minutes would be my goal if all goes well on race day. A marathon is a long race. A lot of things can happen during the race. So if I'm not able to run sub 3:30, 3:50 is still a time I can live with, even anything under 4 hours. As this is my 3rd marathon in a row, I'm not that much into time goals. I'll run the marathon more for joy. Along the marathon, there's also a half marathon with many more runners than the marathon. So till the 20K mark, where the marathon course separates from those running the half marathon, I just hope to find a group of runners running about the same pace as I will be running. It's much easier to run in a group than alone. So much easier to mentally switch off and get the energy in from other runners. The challenging part of this course is between kilometer 29 and 37. This 8 kilometers have a few inclines, and it's mentally easier to handle them in a group than running them alone. When coming to the 37K mark, there's a straight road for about 2 kilometers, and the last 2 kilometers of the course are over cobblestones and some ups and downs. So it's quite important not to be on your own. But as they say, whatever will be, will be. I'm not gonna stress out too much. Even if I find myself alone, I trained mostly by myself and I ran on roads that are straight for 2 kilometers. I ran on inclines, and in Prague, a lot of the course is over cobblestones. So the few hundred meters of them in Ljubljana should not be a problem. In the end, Ljubljana Marathon is the biggest running event we have in Slovenia. So I'm sure I will meet with a lot of runners I know. And that's the beauty of the event. To socialize, talk to others, encourage each other when it gets tough. And it will get tough at some stage. And when it will, I know I'm prepared for it. In the next episode, I'm gonna let you know about the race itself. However, it will not be next week, but in 2 weeks. That will give me enough time to make a decent race review first for myself and then to share my thoughts with you about the marathon journey on race day. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!